The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, Imperial Pool and Spas, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're Saturday mornings, 10 to 11 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Now, my co-host, Mr. Rector, is not with us today, so my brother Tommy is filling in. So, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
A beautiful morning in Rock Hill, South Carolina. A little chilly, but the sun's shining, the sky's blue again, and we had a decent amount of rain for the first time in months. I think Rector told me he had almost 4 inches in his rain gauge at his house.
We probably had that at the nursery.
I have no idea how much we had, but all the holes were full and the road ditches were full, and we hadn't had that in a long time. So, but it's certain parts of Rock Hill had less than we had had. We're working on the other side of town, and it was nothing but powder over there. So hopefully this will be on the road to recovery from any kind of drought. They didn't talk about it this week on the TV, so maybe that's a good thing. I cringe when they say drought from years past, but anyway. But I said Saturdays from 10 to 11, but this will be our last Saturday for the season, believe it or not. We give it up now and start back up the second weekend in February, and haven't worked out all the details on that yet, but we'll let you know. And I know my zoysia grass really loved all that rain. I mean, it perked up a little bit. It was kind of starting to fade a little bit, but it greened back up, which as cold as it is shocking me. But, yeah.
It's about time for it to turn brown anyway. Yeah. So, if it hadn't already.
Yeah. You have basically two kinds of grasses, warm season and cool season. Your fescues are your cool season. Yeah, Bermuda is always a
centipede.
Centipede. Do you see much St. Augustine up here anymore?
Well, I saw David them were selling a new type of it, but you see some around. It's usually on older houses. You don't see it put on new houses much anymore. We had one down in South Rock Hill years ago, and he called me up and
Country Club Estates.
Chinch bugs, and I couldn't believe it when I got down there. You could hear them crunching.
Believe this or not, that was his uncle.
Sure was.
Matt Myers.
We got rid of them for him. Back then, you could use Durspan and diazinon granule, which cost about $8 a bag, and he was tickled to death. And now if you did it, it cost you probably $150 a bag to do it, but things change.
Yeah, he walked in one evening and said, anybody know anything about my grass? And Tommy said, well, not much, but we'll find out.
Well, I'd had some turf in school, but, here again, fescue was the big thing. And I said, yeah, I know a little bit, but let me do a little more research. And we got him taken care of, which was good.
He was a fine man.
He was a super nice guy.
We worked on that yard for a long time.
It's quite a few years, actually.
Yeah, many years. Keep forgetting we did it for a long time. So anyway, but it's there's really not much you need to be doing to it right now except getting leaves up.
Yeah, that's the biggie right now.
About 10 days, I had about 12 inches of leaves piled on the driveway.
Especially after the rain. So.
The rain comes and then the winds and it comes down that hill, and this is like a jet.
Well, half of it comes from across the street. But
that's true, too. But it's about all the leaves have fallen now, so your leaf season's done until next year. But I don't know. You don't know. this year for me is just weird. I don't know what's going to happen. Usually I have a pretty good idea, but this year I don't know if it's going to be cold or hot or snow or rain or nothing.
Farmer's Almanac saying it's cold and snow, but we'll see. And they're pretty accurate.
Yeah, they usually get it pretty close. I don't know how they do it, but last spring messed me up because it was so, I won't say it was, well, it was cold at night all the way to almost June.
Yeah, people are complaining because there's just always just looks so bad because it started coming out.
And quit again.
Yeah. Good guy. It was probably mid-June before it started greening up and staying green.
But with most of the leaves gone now, one thing they can do or people can start doing is mulching around the stuff because that will help it quite a bit, hold moisture to it, keep the weeds down, blah, 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 the whole deal. But and the thing right now is it really doesn't matter what kind of mulch you use. There's more choices than I've ever remembered before.
There's quite a few, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm a pine needle man. I don't know why, but I've always liked them. A lot of people don't. But I remember in the early days we had pine bark, mini nuggets, and mulch, and that was basically the three in pine needles. And people started coming in asking for hardwood mulch, and we didn't even know what they were talking about.
And the double hardwood was the biggie for a long time, and then they came out with the red, black, and brown.
They had a yellow at one time that was ugly. Yeah.
But some people ask for cedar if it's a little pricey, but it does help a little bit on the insects and that sort of thing. Supposedly it keeps snakes away, too, but
it'll keep the fleas and the ticks and that stuff away. Like people a long time ago used it for dog pens and things like that.
Yeah.
But we've used it, but it is pricey.
People talking about the rubber bullets now, but that stuff is really expensive.
We looked into that, 20 years ago, maybe longer?
Yeah, I had a lady I worked up a plan for, and I did pine bark mulch, and she said, well, how about pricing out rubber mulch? Now it's about four areas, and you got pretty good size areas, and it was almost $5,000 more than the pine bark back then. That's 15-18 years ago.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute because I hear Matthew in the music, so we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know only 27% of birds eat the stock seed you find in most stores? Put out the food your flying friends enjoy eating. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland. Gift cards are available for holiday giving.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We've been keeping our customers warm for over 30 years, and we want to do the same for you. Don't wait. Call me, Benny Etter, 803-327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits. This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
Garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories.
Okay, we're at the garden party again this week. Every week's a garden party. Yeah, that's Matthew for me. He takes care of me, keeps me out of trouble. Yep. Anyway, what we're talking about, mulches. I'm not. Well, the colored mulches now are a lot better than they were when they first came out.
Well, the problem with the hardwood mulch, the red and black and brown, it basically is you may have a little bit of mulch in it. Most of it's wood. They just grind it in a big tough grinder and then they dye it. And the process of that wood breaking down, it can take some nitrogen away from the plants. You know, but I've been doing it forever, so you know, I notice stuff like the average homeowner probably wouldn't. But so sometimes if there's stuff starting to get real yellow, you may have to supplement some fertilizer.
Put a little nitrogen on it.
Put some nitrogen on it. Kind of offset the process of that, break it down. Now, the pine bark mini nuggets mulch has a little bit of wood in it, but very, very little compared to the hardwood. So.
Yeah. It's actually bark.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know,
I'm not big, real crazy about the big nuggets because they float on you if you get a rain.
We used a lot of them when they first came out, but that was the problem. If you got a hard rain, they'd be running down the road or running down the driveway on you floating. And mini nuggets by far were the most popular back when they first started. But
they're still pretty strong.
Yeah. But a lot of them have come and gone. And I remember the yellow I was talking about, I think it was Metal Lakes too. They dumped it on the driveway, and it stained the driveway and all that when they first came out. They
I
don't
saw
do,
one with the black mulch do that too.
They don't do much of that now, but they put it in a big pressure cooker is what it boils down to. We rode over to Pageland and watched them do it one day.
Yeah, they got a big operation over there, that's for sure.
It's huge. And we started working with him, what, in 87, somewhere along there. And then old Castle bought out P&L, and it's gotten bigger and bigger.
For sure.
Where all that mulch comes from, I have no clue, but it comes from somewhere.
Well, just like everything else, cost is going up.
Yeah.
But it is a good idea to mulch. If your beds aren't mulched, put a thin layer of mulch on them in the wintertime. Like you said, for keeping the weeds down, but also just keeping moisture there for them.
And it protects the roots a little
bit. It does, from the cold.
From the cold and things. It just makes it look better all the way around. And big thing, like you just said, it holds moisture. And anyway, it gets warmer in the spring. Normally, not this past year, but normally you get a problem with without the something to help hold the moisture. So. But now is the planting time. I tell people that every day on when they walk by me on the street and ask me, because they always ask, when's the best time to plant? For 40-some years, we preached from March to from October to March. And a long time ago, we used to be big into fall is for planting thing.
Well, part of the reason for that, too, normally you get enough rainfall that you're not out there watering every other day like you are in the summertime. So. You know, some of it's ease on yourself, but also may not put a lot of roots out through the winter, but they'll put some roots out to start getting established. If you do it, say, October, you know, you should have a fair amount of roots established going into the summer heat.
I don't know where I got this, but it seems like one time we said an inch every 2 months, something like that, of roots.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but it developed. I know the county agent, Mr. Thompson, he argued with me sometimes on that, but it did put some roots on. And you're not putting on flowers and blooms and all
that. Well,
they're
pretty much dormant.
Yeah, they're not fighting. I got to go home today and trim Rhonda's peonies and what else you got back there?
You got hydrangeas.
Hydrangeas look good. They drop the leaves, but they look good.
Yeah.
And I'll think of it in a minute, the 1 gallon, but anyway.
Oh, the iris.
Iris, yeah, cut them back too. So stuff like that, you can go ahead and cut it back or shape it back, cut it back to the ground. But.
Yeah, and like hollies, like Perfect Eye Holly and Ellie Stevens, there's a bunch of them out there now, but put on berries, wait till the berries finish this Christmas season and all, and you can shape them and trim them anytime after that till about the 1st of March, because then they start setting flower buds.
Yeah, when they start blooming in March and April, you need to kind of back off on the heavy pruning anyway, because it cut off your berries off.
I've seen a lot of long maintenance guys cut off all the berries. So, yeah.
Berries are the selling point. And our mama used to cut them and use them for decoration around that house
at Christmas
for years. Time. I mean, they have them everywhere. Magnolia leaves and holly leaves.
Yeah.
Didn't care what variety. as long as they had red berries on it.
It made a show. It looked good.
It did. But you can, it doesn't hurt the plants to plant them this time of year because they're in a black pot sitting on the ground. They'd probably rather be in the ground. It's the person putting them in the ground that it affects the worst.
Yeah, and the big thing with that, and we've talked on here before about planting, but you want to dig the hole at least twice the size of the container. You don't have to go deeper. If you want to, you can, but if you do mix in, we usually mix in a pine bark type mixture that we...
Organic. It doesn't
organic,
really
matter. It doesn't have to be that. It could be mushroom compost, cow manure. Miracle-Gro's got a moisture mix. It's got a little bit of the TerraSorb material that actually helps hold a little bit of water, and just mix that in. I've had people, do I dig all the red clay out and just put that in? I said, no, you need to mix it in with the red clay that you got. But the big thing is planting about an inch to an inch and a half above ground level. The top of the root ball will be an inch and a half above. And when you mulch, only put about an inch of mulch right up on the stem and all, and then you can build it up to 2-2.5 inches further out.
Once you get outside the drip line, you can get it up there. But don't do the pyramid thing.
I saw one in Rollison, too, I think it was. And they were probably 7-8 inch cherry trees, and they had three and a half feet up on the trunks.
Yeah, that's bad.
And I would have bet $1 million that they would have been gotten boars and died. And somebody bought the house and took it off. Now the bark looks terrible where they were, but they're still living. I was shocked. But now you can create moisture areas there, and you can get boars and stuff, especially in cherries.
Okay, Matthew says this is that time, so we're going to have a quick pause for our sponsors and be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
And a short time to get there. I'm East Town, just what no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
See the latest spas at Imperial Pool and Spas. This is Mike Elder. New Garden Leisure hot tubs feature up to 96 massaging jets and seat up to 7. Now available at both our Rock Hill and Lake Wylie locations. Imperial Pool and Spas, helping you enjoy the water 365 days a year.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know only 27% of birds eat the stock seed you find in most stores? Put out the food your flying friends enjoy eating. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland. Gift cards are available for holiday giving.
Okay, and we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Thank you, Matthew. One thing before I forget, Toys for Happiness has started. I think they've got all the boxes put out last 2 weeks. Matt, you know more about that than I would, but it's I know pretty much all the stores have the boxes now. If you fill them up, then it's amazing how many toys came in last year. I was totally in awe when I saw that pile. I mean, it was huge.
Yeah, going over and looking at that gymnasium just full of tables and stacked to the ceiling.
It was And what, for 200 or 300 bicycles?
I'd say close to 500, and it felt like I lifted 500.
It did,
but all kinds of things, and it goes to the needy families that might otherwise not have a Christmas. So that's for their children.
And according to this sign on the wall here, it's the 38th annual. I didn't realize it'd been going on that long. I knew it'd been a long time, but I didn't know it was 38 years.
Oh, yeah. Quite a while.
That was back when we were young. Yeah.
Back when I was 6. I was young, too, but it goes to helps a lot of families out this time of year.
They've been doing it a while, as well organized, and there's a lot of the companies around here are doing it for employees, and a lot of stores are doing it for the customers. You just drop them in the box, and the rest of us taking care of you for you. And it's definitely a good cause. Something else our three sons is involved in, which seems like to be everything. But yep. Anyway, so. Don't forget when you see the boxes. Now, we got that in. I didn't want to forget that. I want to make sure I didn't miss that this time. I missed it last week. But that's because the ladies took over the show last week. Mm-hmm. Rhonda and Lauren did a good job talking about birds. But at my house, I hadn't seen many birds, even this week.
We still, Rufus feeds them and the food's gone, so they got to be there somewhere.
Rhonda's fussing because they're not coming around the bird feeders, but I think it's because it's, like Lauren said, a much natural food. Well, before it rained, the acorns were everywhere. You could hardly walk on my driveway for acorns. Yeah. But anyway, your trees, most of them, the smaller trees you planted, have dropped the leaves, so if you need to do any shaping up to them, probably from now to March is the time to do that. Before they bloom.
Well, it definitely helps because you can see what you got to cut and shape that way. And usually crepe myrtles, we do them. We do them February. You know, any time February to March, and a lot. What you're looking for there is crisscrossing branches, or if you got something that's super. Oh, say 4 or 5 feet taller than the rest of the tree. You go down inside and back to a joint and cut it. And Paul Thompson used to teach a class on the crepe murder, and I think he's kind of like us. We've been preaching and trying to educate people for 43 years, and I thought we were going backwards instead of forwards sometimes. But
I believe we were.
And a lot of the lawn maintenance guys, and I understand their situation. They're not going to pay them enough to do it right, but when you bob them off like that, you usually get about 25 shoots coming right where it was cut, and you wind up with an ugly knot, and really you need to thin them out and all that, and that just doesn't happen.
Well, homeowners ride down the road, and they see them shearing them with the shears, and they think that's the way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So you got a double-edged sword there. We did institute a program many years ago where you prune it the way it's supposed to be, right? And if you ever got somebody to do it one time, they generally had you do it every year.
Oh, yeah. We had quite a few folks that we pruned every year, spring and fall.
Yeah, it was kind of – it just looked natural. You could go out there and prune it, and they wouldn't even know you cut 4 feet off of it.
The ladies – there's a hedge in the backyard, Lakothwe hedge. You don't even hardly see it around here anymore. And she called me up, "You didn't prune it." And I said, "Well, you might want to walk down there because we cut about 4 feet off of it." But we just went down inside and cut the long shoots and then tipped it. And you really couldn't tell it had been pruned. So, yeah.
It sold her. She loved it after that.
And I had a lady, she called me and she had ligustrums. They had a big power box right beside the driveway, and they put the wrong ligustrum in. Anyway, they put wax leaf ligustrum in, it gets 25 feet tall. She was keeping them at 5 feet, and she said, "Every time I prune it, I get 2 feet of new growth come back out." So I went and looked at them. I gave her a price, and we cut them. March, and she called me in July. She said, I wouldn't have believed it, but I only had 6 inches of new growth come out. And that's because we deep pruned the sides and the top, which opened up sunlight to the stem where the buds were, and the buds came out in there instead of coming up on the top and the sides like that. So that was a lot of work, but it paid big dividends. And once we did that, she pretty much could handle it then. But it, you know, having to shear it all the time just to keep it down, she'd have never got it under control.
Yeah. It's tough. But anyway, now's the time to do a lot of that. Now, I'm getting old and my memory's gone. I was trying to think this morning on the hydrangeas, the what they call the big leaf for the older ones, and you prune them in the winter.
Well, if they're, well, any of your hydrangeas, if they're real leggy, or if you've got like a limelight tree form, you definitely want to cut it back pretty tight, because if you don't, coming out in the spring, you'll get long shoots and it'll break them. So,
yeah, we had that happen.
Yeah, we had that on a few of them, and we even cut them back pretty good, and they still did it. But you know, most of them, you can shape them a little bit and bring them down a little bit. Now, on the big leaf or the microphylla, the ones that have the pink and the blue blooms, I really tell people a lot of times to wait until the buds start coming, that swelling coming out a little bit. And that way you can see the dead wood that you can cut out. And there are a few varieties that bloom on the new wood.
Right.
Penny Mac's one of them. But most of the Nico Blue, Incedone, all those back in the day, bloom on the old wood. So if you quack them off of the ground, you will not have any blooms that summer. And we had 2 years in a row, I guess, about 10 years ago, that the cold killed everything back to the ground. And, you know,
my hydrangea's not blooming.
And the hydrangea cells went in the toilet, unfortunately, after that for a year or so. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's come back strong since then. But that was one of the issues. I had people going in, and they were cutting them off the ground and mulching them. I said, that's fine, but these varieties bloom on the old wood, so you can't do that.
Yeah. We had a lot of that, I remember. The problem with hydrangeas for me, though, is these proven winners and all those. They've come up with so many varieties. That we were getting three a week almost. It seemed
we were
like.
Getting postcards coming in with a new variety at least two a week, and sometimes three.
Beat anything I'd ever seen. And crepe myrtles, too, for that matter.
Well, they had a little lime, and now they come out with a little lime prime, or one called prime. That's a few.
There's the music.
But anyway.
We'll come right back, and we'll talk about little lime prime on the garbage bins.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
It's the middle of winter. It's cold outside, and your heat goes out.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't let this happen to you. Call me, Benny Etter, and we'll make it better and keep you warm all winter long.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Don't wait. Call 803-327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know only 27% of birds eat the stock seed you find in most stores? Put out the food your flying friends enjoy eating. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land. Gift cards are available for holiday giving.
Imperial Pool and Spas and Spa Guard have what you need for great spa care. Spa maintenance is easy if you know what to do. That's why you should depend on the pros at Imperial. Protect your investment and enjoy it all winter long with the help of Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill, and now in Lake Wylie.
Come out, Virginia. Don't let me wait. If you got the liquor, start much too late.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. We're here Saturday from 10 to 11 on WRHI EM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. I have to get my little plug in there, even though This is the last one till February. But anyway, the Prime, somebody told me they came out with that one because the regular one, the patent ran off.
Very well could have been.
It's a 20-year patent on plants. So you can't use the name if it's trademarked or registered forever. You know, but the patent runs out in 20 years, and somebody else can start growing it then. And it's kind of a restrictive thing. Seems just like the last 5 or 6 years, everything's patented or trademarked or... It's just amazing.
I used to tell people if it's in a white or a purple pot, add $10 to the cost.
That's pretty much it.
That's about what it was.
That's what they did. And I don't know. Some of them are pretty good. I kind of like some of the new dwarf butterfly bushes, but there's getting to be so many of them, you can't keep up with them.
Yeah, they started out with pinker and... amethyst and blue, and they had a white one. And we tried ordering the pinker, and no, we did get pinker. We tried pinker. Ordering the blue and the white, and they didn't let us have those liners. But probably my favorite is the amethyst. It's got the biggest bloom. It's a lavender bloom. That thing's probably, I guess, almost an inch and a half at the base, and narrows up. And they also came out and said they wouldn't give it 2 feet wide and 2 tall. That's if you print them back every year.
Yeah, they lied.
They're going to get up realistically probably 3x3 if you maintain them. But it's a good plant, attract a ton of butterflies. And we needed something on the shorter side because most of the ones, the old varieties like Black Knight and those,
got big.
They got 7 or 8 feet tall unless you cut them back pretty hard. But yeah, there's blue chip out, there's ruby chip, it's fairly dwarfed too. Yeah, those are closer in the 2 foot range, but here again, there's more and more coming out every day, and unfortunately for nurseries, they got to figure out which one they think's going to do the best, and we never had a crystal ball, so
it's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah.
I know, first time the salesman came by and was doing the knockout rose, it wouldn't get over 4 feet. Yeah.
Here again, that's if you cut them back in February.
Yeah, a friend of ours down in the road a little bit planted some by his office and just let them go, and those things were 12 and 14
they
feet tall. They
were 12, huge. Yeah.
They were huge. But there again, every winter, you had to cut them back down and let them come back.
Like I say, usually February, they say to cut them about 18 to 21 inches now.
Yeah.
If they've been in 10 years, you may not be able to cut them that short. But the drift roses, that's a good one. Now, we did have the rosette disease show up in Rock Hill, and I still see some, but I don't see near what I used to see. Now, when it first came out, it jumped on. I think Glen Curran Garden had a big problem with it.
They did, and down there at 72 and 901.
Oh, yeah, that intersection there.
200 or 300 of them bled down there, and they had to pull all of them out.
Yeah, because
a
mite actually carried the virus from one plant to another. So, and a lot of people did take a buck and throw them away and didn't plant them back. And yeah, we even had some show up at the nurseries. And we didn't grow them, carry them for 2 years.
Yeah, at least 2 years.
We started back after that, and I guess the mites went somewhere else with it, but we didn't have any problems since back then. But, you know, if you plant enough of anything, something's going to come visit you usually. So
I hope I'm wrong, but I think the next one, since Leyland cypress got overplanted and started getting some of the disease problems, I'm still not convinced it's as bad as everybody says it is, because we just didn't seem to have a lot of problems on the ones we grew, but we kept the sanitation practices in place. And
yeah, didn't put them in a low area, a lot of water running through and
stuff
like that.
Yeah, and didn't plant them too close together and all that, but the arborvitaes, there's been a bunch of them planted.
You will see a ton of red spider and bagworms in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
there's so many of them planted, they'll come see them.
And one thing that used to get me, that people come, I want to put a, block my neighbor. Well, come find out they're on a quarter acre lot, and there's not room to block their neighbor between the houses. And if you want to block your neighbor, you might have should have gotten a little bigger lot. You know, it's just too tight. And I know my mother-in-law across from her years ago, the guy planted Leyland cypress around the vacant lot, and he planted them 18 inches apart. Well, 2 years later, they're digging every other one out.
If they do, and if they don't, they fall over. So.
Yeah. And they really should be closer to 8 to 10 feet apart. So they get big. For a long time, we kept some behind the office over there. They were, what, 30 feet tall, close to it?
Yeah, they probably had a 15, 16-inch trunk on, maybe bigger.
Yeah, just to let people see how big they got. And you can't keep them cut down because they grow so fast. Or you could, I guess, but you have to do it every day almost.
It'd be high maintenance if you kept them down low.
But you got Leylands, you got green giant arborvitas, and emerald greens. Emerald greens are the ones that worry me because they're so dense. That's where the red spider mites will come from.
And they're coming out with more and more arborvitas, seems like every month or so, too.
Since we closed in June, I think I've seen brochures on 3 new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the big thing, if you're buying something, look at the zone that it grows in. Because a lot of the box stores, they bring stuff in on the borderline or flat out won't grow here. Some of the palms they brought in years ago, they're good to 25 degrees. And we do get colder than that from time to time. So, you know, all for 40 years, last 35 years, I guess, we were 7A, 7B, and now they've changed it to 7B, 8A, and I still don't know why, because still a lot of the stuff.
They claimed the climate changed. It warmed up.
Anyway,
and it did a little bit.
Not enough to protect them.
If you go from the early 80s, though, to the 2000s, there's been a big change in the climate.
Yeah.
And most of it was in the 90s when nobody was paying attention. We didn't know what that stuff was back then. But, yeah. Okay. Matthew sent us the notice. So we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
Just in time for Christmas, Imperial Pool and Spas has whatever you desire in hot tubs and spas. This is Mike Elder. Our special low holiday prices include delivery, startup chemicals, and cover. Start your holiday at Imperial Pools and Spas, 21 Bypass Rock Hill or in Lake Wiley.
I'm Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Start saving money now by replacing your old heating system with a new, modern, high-efficiency unit.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve.
And we're back to the gardener's bench with the good old boys. We thought we were once.
Y'all are.
I'm not so sure now. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. What were we talking about when we had to vacate the air?
Climate change.
I'm not sure I buy everything they're preaching to us on climate change, but it has definitely changed over the years. that drought in the 90s had a big effect on the nursery industry in Southeast.
Well, even the cold in 2007, same way. But.
Yeah, we had that freeze in 2007. That was a doozy. That was the worst one I think they ever recorded in the whole Southeast, because it went from Virginia all the way down to Orlando, all the way to Texas.
Yeah, a lot of the fruit crop down there got clobbered. Wiped out.
Got clobbered, but I don't know. It's we went through a little spell there about 10 years ago where people were trying to put edible fruits into the landscape, but that seemed to kind of fallen off a little bit the last few years. I don't know why, but we sold a lot of blueberries for a lot of years. But they won't
Raspberries
and things like that.
Blackberries and all that.
A little bit harder to do.
Well, we tried blackberries, and our dad, he planted, five or six of them, and they didn't do worth the flip for some reason. But they were hybrid thornless one. But now we got plenty of blackberries around the house and stuff, but the old-timey ones, but not the new ones.
Yeah, the thornless never did do real well here for some reason. Apples, everybody wants apple trees down here, and it's just too blame hot for them, most of them. There's a few of them that will.
Yeah, they need to go on the Clemson Extension.
Yeah.
See the list that will do well down here now, because it definitely has changed.
Yeah, Clemson on their website's got a pretty good list, I know.
Apples, blueberries, all that's on there.
When we lived in the mountains, we grew them feed the horses. We raised horses when we were growing up, and winesap and all those do well up there, but they wouldn't take the heat down here. And we had one over at the house, been in, 35 years or longer?
At least. She planted in 88 or 9.
Yeah. It's a Yellow Delicious or something, and it was huge. I mean, this thing was big.
It was probably 25 feet across, and lightning hit it and split it.
And we didn't even know it. Didn't know lightning that hit it. But we'd had some bad lightning over there the last couple of years. But it's, you can still, they're growing strawberries. Now, to me, strawberries are an awful lot of work. I'd go buy them or pick them, pick your own.
They're getting kind of pricey now. So
yeah, they might be.
Like everything else.
Worth it. But we did clean out the grapevines, so you can at least see them. The deer eat all the grapes, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, scuppernons especially.
Yeah, so. Scuppernons and
muscadine.
Muscadine. The deer have heyday with them, so there's got to be a solution to this deer problem. I don't know what it's going to be, and I'm staying out of it, but it's just getting... I just don't see an end in sight unless something drastic happens. Because, all these hunters, and I know a bunch of them, and you do too, relatives and all that, they want to go shoot the 12-point buck, but they don't want to shoot the doe, and the doe's the problem. You got to get rid of some of the does, because we've seen a few that are kind of under the weather, and that's going to be a big problem. And that can get to people. They say it can't, but it can. Long term.
I think a case probably got the worst case scenario right this moment.
I don't know. They're getting pretty bad at our house.
There's quite a few of them.
But there's a cousin that's supposed to be shooting them to Hinton yet. Did I hear that, Johnny?
He told me that 15 years ago, and he still hadn't shot one.
But I know when it was hot and dry for those several weeks, they didn't move around much. They stayed in the shade and in the woods. But once it cooled off a little bit, they started, there's been one in front of my house and one up the road from the house.
Yeah, there's one over on Museum, one Mount Gallant, and two couple over there.
Yeah. It cools down, they start roaming usually at dusk or early in the morning. And if the people, like on our road, they come flying down the hill, If you're behind me, I'm poking down because the things they run out in pairs and threes, just fours.
If one goes, get ready because at least two more.
You're going to see some more, and they don't really care whether they run out in front of you or not. And across from my house is what that gully is. What, 30 feet deep?
Probably not quite
25,
that
but it's pretty deep.
Pretty deep,
and. A little truck slid off in there one time and landed on his top or the roof.
Side.
And you could see the bottom of it from the road. I mean, it's deep. But I don't know. Everybody talks about hunting them, but I don't see too many of them doing it right now. But, yeah, who knows? If they eat up all the plants, we're going to have a problem. Several of our neighbors used to farm pretty good, not farm, but garden pretty good tracts. A lot of them have quit doing it the last couple of years because of deer and raccoons and all that are eating it all up before it gets ready to harvest. So.
Yeah, but, they definitely like hydrangeas, unfortunately, but and it really doesn't matter which one. It's pretty much the limelight, any your PG hydrangeas in the limelight family. But my big leaf macrophylla, the pink and blue one, they'll eat on those too. But yeah, basically, they'll eat anything if they get hungry enough. And they're starting to starve, some of them, so that's why you're having issues.
Yeah. Well, you told me the other week that they still hadn't eaten Linton roseberries.
Linton rose is about the only plant that I know of that they haven't eaten. And for some reason, they don't like it. But
they love hostas.
Yeah.
The smaller ones. Now, the bigger ones we used to grow, they didn't bother them.
Not as
much.
Bad. They would get them some, but not as bad as the smaller ones, like Patriot knows they love those, but
I think they're a little softer, a little more tender.
Know, but they do wear them out. So
okay, there's Matthew again, and we're gonna be right back to the garden.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter, here to make your weather better. If your heating system is having problems, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down and you're in the cold. Call me, and we'll make it better and keep you warm all winter long.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech Heating and Air at 803-327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know only 27% of birds eat the stock seed you find in most stores? Put out the food your flying friends enjoy eating. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland. Gift cards are available for holiday giving.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Just in time for Christmas, Imperial Pool and Spas has stocked up on hot tubs and spas for inside or outside. This is Mike Elder. We have all different sizes and colors with 70 jets embracing you from all directions. Start your holiday at Imperial Pool and Spas, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill, or in Lake Wylie.
Caught the turkey, turned the ball game on. Mixed margaritas when the eggnog's gone. Send somebody to the quick pack store.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. It's been a wonderful show this morning, Thomas. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'll be nice to Mr. Rector this morning. He's not here to defend himself. I do like picking on him, though. But it's
he's in Tennessee.
Yep.
and went to see Kiss.
Okay.
I'm not even going to go there.
Newport's oldest teenager.
That was 30 years ago. I remember Kiss. No, anyway. Oh, yeah. He's going to go. That hair grows to the ground, I think. And reliving his childhood and all that jazz. But anyway, it's one thing I want to mention real quick before we get done here, which we're getting closer every minute. But somewhere, probably 15, 20 years ago, maybe, the hardscapes came around. They'd been around, and you did little walls and little patios, but nothing like what happened. You got the outdoor kitchens and all kinds of stuff, and it's turned into a big thing now. We never did a whole lot of it. We did some smaller stuff, but not the $100,000 backyard remake and all that.
Well, we had a lot of plants to plant.
That's right. We didn't plant the plants. You had greenscapes and hardscapes, and there's a lot of people doing the hardscapes right now. And, I mean, you could do a whole lot just on the drainage stuff you've done the last 2 weeks. I mean, they didn't have a problem 30 years ago, but now it's got a problem.
Well, we put the first drainage system in 30 years ago, and then over time, the neighbor's water off the neighbor's yard changed where it was coming across. So I had to go back and fix that, but... and add some things to keep it from washing away.
It seems like the fire pits have been a big thing here the last few years. And I didn't realize, I don't know how I missed that one. But the fireplaces, that's been going on a while. But, I guess when we were growing up, the front yard was the show place and the backyard was where all the work was done. And now it's kind of, I don't know where to do the work anymore because the backyard is the show place now. And it's kind of, one big thing too is people putting swimming pools in again and, they're doing a lot of work around the swimming pools.
Well, back in the day, we basically had 6x6 timbers or 4x4 and cross ties. Yeah. And that's evolved greatly.
To the stone.
Yeah, people doing stone, people doing bell guard material. It's basically concrete, but they made it look into a nice wall and it lasted a long time, so.
We put some cross ties in, lasted a long time, and it was going to be a big job to replace them 40 years later. But
well, the cross ties aren't as good as they were back in the day either. They did hickory and oak on most of them, and I think they're now using whatever now.
Sweet gum, poplar, whatever they can get, and it doesn't last but a few years. Now, when we started, it was mainly just a patio or a stepping stone walkway kind of thing. But now it's some pretty serious patios. And
and a lot of times they tie in night lighting and all
of
it.
Sitting walls and all that. It's turned into a big deal. I mean, it's not like it used to be. But, and there's a bunch of different companies are selling the stone and stuff now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there's Matthew. I'm not going to miss him this time. So we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know only 27% of birds eat the stock seed you find in most stores? Put out the food your flying friends enjoy eating. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland. Gift cards are available for holiday giving.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Benny Etter here.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it
it better.
Don't let the cold drive your energy costs through the roof. Take advantage of the area's lowest price winter tune-up now.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Mike from Imperial Pool and Spas with Christmas gift ideas for all year long. Barrett, tell us about Dolphin robotic cleaners.
They're Bluetooth adaptable, self-contained, and automatically clean your pool's floor, side, and waterline without water power.
See us for big clearance savings this Christmas at Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. It's been a very wonderful morning. Thank you again, Thomas, for helping me out today, since Mr. Director's, well, wherever he's at, he's always somewhere.
He's seen. Kissing.
Yeah, that's right. He went to Kiss concert in Tennessee or somewhere today. So, reliving his childhood, I guess. But anyway, I would like to take a real quick chance to thank Mr. Bill Berry and Mr. Paul Thompson, my lovely wife Rhonda, my brother Tommy, and anybody else that I'm leaving out that filled in when one of us had to be out this season. I missed more this year than I have the other seven or other six combined because of the spleen surgery, so it's kind of made it a little interesting sometimes, but we got through it, did a good job, but thank all of you. Very special thanks to my executive director over here, Mr. Matt Hires. He keeps us straight during the show. And
plays great music.
And he does have great. We're going to set him up an album one of these days. Matt's greatest hits. Director keeps saying we can't do it, but I'm sure they can get around the copyright laws. And Mr. Paul Thompson, I already said him. Stephen Stone, our executive producer, I guess he's the brains behind the outfit. I don't know, because it's sure not me.
Always.
But if something doesn't work, he always seems to have an answer, doesn't he?
That's right.
And Manning Kimmel and Alan Miller, I don't know what their titles are, managing partners or whatever it is of our three sons. But we thank all of you very deep from our heart. It's been a wonderful ride this season. And all goes well, we'll be back in February on second weekend. Do it again.
The listeners, too.
Oh, yeah. And our listeners, they're the ones that most. Our advertisers, too. Got to throw them in. Then I throw in the listeners. But we appreciate you listening to us. And really appreciate you telling the radio station that you listen to us. That's the most important part, I guess. Without y'all, we wouldn't be here. So it's a pretty good thing. I don't know. Anything you want to say?
It's last going week? Well.
Yeah. This is, believe it or not, the 14th year. Paul and Dave did seven. I did one, and then David and I have done six. This is the sixth one. As far as I know, we'll be back next year, but a lot of things can happen between now and February. Yeah, we'll see. But we need advertisers to make it happen. Got to have people come on here and sell their wares and all that good stuff. But again, Matthew, thank you very much. I do definitely appreciate it. And I guess we'll... I can't get anything else. You got anything else? Either one of you?
So.
Okay, we'll see you in February on the radio.
Have a Merry Christmas.
I forgot that.
Yeah.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Imperial Pool and Spas, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.